Hey, thanks for downloading the podcast. And remember, if you want to listen live, download the iHeartRadio app, download the TuneIn app, and just search for Fantasy Sports Radio Network, and you can listen to this program live. Also, if you want to watch the video of this podcast, check us out on YouTube, on Twitch, or on Periscope, and type in, you guessed it, Fantasy Sports Network. You'll find us there. Enjoy the show, and thanks for listening.
Ladies and gentlemen, I need all of you to stop what you're doing and listen.
It's In This League.
My style is impetuous. My defense is impregnable.
Come again.
With Scott Bogman and Chris Welch.
Can't wait.
What does that do? Does that blow your mind?
That just happened.
Welcome back. It is the third hour of the In This League on the Fantasy Sports Radio Network. Can you imagine the people that many do, by the way? I think more than listen live on the radio. Many people like to podcast our show, which you can do yourself going to iTunes, or we are even on the Spotify. We're all over the place, and there's many shows that you can find, but this one is pretty easy to dictate. Just search In This League. You'll see the Fantasy Sports Edition, and you can subscribe and take us and not miss a minute of the action. But can you imagine the person that sits down and is like, all right, ITL time, 3 hours.
Yeah, sure. I can imagine that those people. Sure. Yeah.
They exist because we get live tweets, or in the ITL army, we've got a secret. We've got a secret showroom, which also curtails as the radio room, and people will comment on the show like as it's playing and stuff. And I'm like, man, that is dedication. Them the good peoples that are doing that, because like I got an hour in me for a podcast, but three, we better bring it. And oh, we're sitting over here trashing Aquaman and, you know, talking about Aaron Jones. Is that good enough? Do we do good?
I thought that was a pretty strong conversation. So I think we're doing fine.
Okay. Well, Aaron Jones, let's continue with it. Bogman put out a poll. Let's just review it, because I thought this was hilarious. So Bogman put out the poll earlier. If Aaron Jones finishes the season strong, what round should he be taken in for 2019? It's still early. I mean, there's a little bit of time as you guys are listening, obviously, or if you're listening live. But we're in the triple digits, in the hundreds of votes now. And it's pretty much the fourth round has stayed exactly the same. But interestingly enough, Bogman, as I'm looking at it right now, round two and three are in a dead heat. Round two is 38% to 40% round three.
Yeah, I think people know the value of running backs, and running backs are tough to come by, and they get hurt. They're the most banged up position. You know, we lost Cook and Fournette for a big chunk of the year this season. Mark Ingram was suspended, so I think he's probably going to be a second rounder.
Well, look especially at this.
Well, if he finishes strong, he's definitely going to be a second rounder. He might be a second rounder right now.
Well, look at this. Richard Ledesma commented under. Easily a second round RB2 with RB1 upside. That's like a Bogman statement right
there.
Let's
go, Rich.
Our guy, Scott Guthrie, Guthrie Online, says, I'd love him on the wheel to start the third. He says, honestly, that'd be the best spot for him. Hashtag so much fun. Hashtag NWO, which is new Welsh order.
You would, Guthrie.
I mean, he's just echoing exactly what I said. So we have sentiments for literally both of our statements.
That's right. Yeah. And I think it's going to be Aaron Jones is going to be a fun player to own next year for sure.
I think he's going to be a lot of conversation, too, because there's nothing we love more than, I don't want to call it the unknown, but it's like the max potential, like someone that hasn't maxed out their potential. That's the guy we lose our mind about. And we get like, we got to take this guy like super high. We got to like Aaron Jones. He personifies that. Except yes. To me, if he's a super high end second round, then it's like, boy, does he have a lot to live up to.
Right. I think he's going to be like Dalvin Cook was this season. You know, Dalvin Cook at first was kind of low, you know, like low second round. He was kind of with Joe Mixon. And then moving forward, as we got closer to draft time, he started to move up and up and up. So,
you know, in one of the leagues, check out this running back stable I have in the Michael Rapoport league. I pulled off a trade. My running backs are Alvin Kamara, Dalvin Cook, and Joe Mixon now.
I like that.
I know. I like that. I just traded for Mixon. I picked up Andrew Luck off the wire earlier in the season. I made a trade earlier to get T.Y. Hilton. So I have T.Y. Hilton and Emmanuel Sanders. And then I have Gronk, who never plays and is garbage. But so I have my weakest link.
You backing him up with that god, Jonnu Smith?
No, I have to have Ben Watson, unfortunately.
Ah, okay.
Yeah.
Sadly. I actually just picked up Ben Watson in a spot. I was kind of surprised. Yeah, I think it was a 16-man league, and I'm like, I need a tight end. Oh, wow.
Really?
Ben Watson's 16? There? Snap.
Huh.
Let's take.
Yeah, this is a 10-man league, and I was like, best I could do is Ben Watson. That's all that I can do. So if you guys want to vote, go to Bogman Sports on the Twitter handle. You guys can check that out, read the results. You can comment there. It's good conversation, and hell, if it continues going, you might even carry it a little bit over into the Monday edition of the In This League Fantasy Football Podcast, where we will be breaking down and reacting to everything that happened in Week 11. But we're not there. We're looking to Week 11, and we're going to talk about that right now. Let's talk about the overs, the unders, what we like in the games, who we like. And how did we do last week? Did we tally
last
it up?
Last week, we're actually okay. You and I flipped spots. I was 6-7 against the spread. You were 6-7 on over-unders. I was 8-5 on over-unders. You were 8-5 against the spread.
8-5 against the
getting
spread.
Getting better. I mean, as the season goes on, we should know these teams a little bit better, right? So
I guess.
So figure out who is who and all that stuff.
So the logic here is like, Week 13, you can start betting on our bets. It's taking us 13 weeks to get there, but then you can start betting.
Yeah, betting. It's getting better. I'm usually good at this. This has been a bad year for me.
I remember way back in the day, Bogman, I felt like this was like his understudy year of wanting to be a professional gambler, because what you remember, you had this notepad and you made all your notes every single day and you wrote down what your bets would be with your money, and then you would track it, and it, like, you weren't actually betting.
Sent sports bet.
Yeah, you did send sports.
Sent sports.
Yeah. They're still around.
Are they?
Yeah, okay. I still get emails from them. I'm like, okay, yeah, I still do. But maybe you should do it, Bogman. But it was one of those things where, like, you were doing that, but I felt like you were just preparing for your eventual jump into, like, major gambling.
I also had no money. So I was like, if I had money, would I gamble it on this and how would I do? And I was okay. But football, like, that's the problem. Like, the one year I did it, I made a bunch of money in football, and then I got, you know, the itch was still there and football was over. So I started betting basketball, and basketball is a lot harder because it's every single day. You got to know when guys are coming off back to backs, you know, when they're going to play at altitude in Denver. There's just so much more that I wasn't prepared for in basketball. So I lost all my football money playing basketball. So
I remember I did, in one of the few gambling I could actually do, because it's a whole thing out here, I had like a 14 parlay. I hit all three, and it was set to the final game. And, oh man, who is that really weird named Phoenix Suns player? I want to say it wasn't Darko Chabar. It was Darko Chabar. No, Chabarkaba.
Nate Skitsfeely.
No, Chabarkaba.
Okay.
Remember him?
Didn't the Pistons take him first overall in a draft?
No, that's Darko Milicic.
You're right.
Yeah, this is like Chabarkaba.
Darko Chabarkaba sounds like a foreign chocolate.
It does. Like a 85% coca and, like, you know, 15%, you know, something else mix or whatever. No, this is Chabarkaba. I don't remember his first name. Zarko Chabarkaba. That's what it was. Zarko Chabarkaba shot with 1 second left. He just threw up a shot and got fouled and hit both free throws, and it tied that. So I still got paid, but it took away the four team aspect of the parlay, and it only paid me out three, and I was mad forever.
I put him up on Google, and it said people also search for Alexander Pavlovich, Vladimir Radmanovich. You remember Vladimir Radmanovich?
No.
Darko Milicic and Danny Ainge.
Okay. Why is Danny Ainge in there?
He must have drafted him. I don't know.
That's
was
weird.
He the GM of the Suns when he was drafted?
I think he was with the Suns. In maybe some capacity.
Did Zarko get drafted by the Suns?
Yeah, because Zarko was a Sun.
Well, I know he was a Sun, but did he get drafted?
Yeah,
it said 2003, 17th overall, first round pick, Phoenix Suns. Yeah.
That pulled
but all
me.
The pictures are him with the Warriors.
Well, yeah, I mean, it's because he sucked.
He played for the Suns from 2003 to 2005 and 2005-2006. He played with the Warriors, and then he played with the Budenholzer. I don't know. I can't say this word.
Oh, who knows?
Podgorica.
Who knows where he is now, if he even exists in the world. So I miss it all, and I do miss the days of Bogman charting all of his gambling stuff. One day.
I don't.
One day out here, Arizona will pull through. But for now, we're going to try to pull through for you. Let's get into the games. Let's start with first up here on the early games for Sunday, the Dallas Cowboys. The 4-5 Dallas Cowboys travel to the 4-5 Atlanta Falcons. The Atlanta Falcons are a 3.5-point favorite with a 50 over under. Ezekiel Elliott is 170 yards away from a 1,000 receiving yard season. He's got 4 rushing touchdowns. Julio Jones has already eclipsed 1,000 receiving yards, and we're going into week 11, which is pretty awesome. 67 catches on the year. And if you think about all those arbitrary markers, Matt Ryan has also eclipsed 3,000 passing yards with 21 touchdowns going into week 11. So there is the potential for high powered offense from Atlanta. But as I was kind of talking, like, I like Dak in this matchup because Atlanta's going to give up some points as well. I know they do get Deion Jones back, but I think this is it's an amazing spot for Ezekiel Elliott. But I think Dak could also find some run here and run into a couple touchdowns.
Yeah, I mean, Atlanta's kind of bipolar. They're kind of turning into that, you know, Redskins type of team because they go and they beat up Washington 38-14. No one expected because they hadn't been on a great streak. I mean, they beat Tampa Bay and the Giants. But that's Tampa Bay and the Giants. Before that, they had lost to, New Orleans, Cincinnati, Pittsburgh all in a row. And so, okay, you think, all right, that's 3 wins in a row against a couple bad – 2 wins in a row against a bad team. Then they beat a good team. Now they're going at Cleveland, who just fired their head coach. Doesn't look very good. And they should smoke Cleveland, and they get smoked by Cleveland 28-16. So I don't really know what to expect from this Atlanta side. Dallas, you can kind of say the same thing because they lost to Tennessee, but then they beat Philly in the last couple weeks. They stomped Jacksonville 40-7. They lost to the Redskins. They beat Detroit, lost to Houston. They beat the Giants, lost to the Seahawks. So they've gone win, loss, win, loss, win, loss. All year long, except for they lost to Washington and they lost to Tennessee. So I don't know what to expect here, but I think if I have to pick one of these teams, I'm going to take Dallas, even on the road at the Robot's Butthole in Atlanta. And have you seen
what is it called?
The Robot's Butthole.
No, I don't want to type that in my search.
Well, don't type that in. Just Google Atlanta Falcon Stadium and see how it opens.
Atlanta Football Stadium.
I can't remember what the name of it is.
Mercedes-Benz Stadium.
That's it, Mercedes-Benz.
So let's see.
Take a look at the roof.
Images.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You get it now, right?
I see it. I see it for sure. I think there's other things you could go with. It looks like origami.
Okay, sure.
Yeah. I mean, that tells us, like, I'm the dad. I'm like, oh, it looks like origami. And you're like, that looks like a robot's butt. So, yeah, actually, the more you
look
at
origami, it. Sure, whatever you say.
Okay. So you took the Cowboys?
I'm going to take the Cowboys, and I'll go with the over in this one.
Okay. I'm going to stick with Atlanta. I'm going to think Atlanta can pull this through. I think this will be a high-powered game, and I think if Atlanta wins, it's going to be at the ability to score, like, a lot of points, like in the 30s, and I think Cowboys are going to be right there. So I'm going to take the over. I'm going to take Atlanta 3.5. Julio Jones, Matt Ryan, they're jumping on all cylinders here.
They're players, right?
Yeah, they're players. I'm worried about Elliott, though. Like, I'm worried Elliott could, like, make this game get out of hand, and I don't know.
You don't sound very convinced. You're taking Atlanta.
I don't.
If you're not convinced, why wouldn't you take the points?
Yeah, well,
but that's what I did. Like, I'm not convinced that Atlanta is going to stomp Dallas or win, so I'll take the points. So even if Atlanta still wins and it's by, 3 points, I win this bet.
Yeah, that's a good point. I think I'm going to stick with Atlanta just for our fun purposes, but I think the smart play is probably Cowboys. But we can both agree the over.
Okay, yeah, we both agree the over.
Yeah.
Everything you said led to picking the Cowboys, and then you picked Atlanta. I think you did it because I picked the Cowboys.
Yeah. Probably.
Yeah.
Probably. I don't know. I don't like that game. Go away. Panthers at the Lions. The 6-3 Panthers at the 3-6 Lions. Carolina is a 4.5-point road favorite. Over under 49.5. Your boy Christian McCaffrey, 579 rushing yards on the year. What is his total? Like, what does he have on receiving? He's got to be at about 1,000 total yards, right?
Yeah, probably. Let me look him up while you're talking.
I'm just curious there. About that. Kenny Golladay, he is in the 600 marker for yards. He's a great breakout campaign. Matthew Stafford, 16 on the year, of course. We've got no Marvin Jones. I think that plays a huge role in this. Maybe we'll see more of the heir apparent in Powell.
Just but over 1,000. So 579 okay. rushing yards, 439 receiving yards, and 8 touchdowns, 4 through the air, 4 on the ground.
Okay, so what do you think about this game? This has got your love child Christian McCaffrey in it, but you seem to also kind of be like a Kerryon Johnson in play here.
Yeah, I mean, I think, you know, this spread is still 50. So I think there is going to be some scoring going on in this game, but I think Carolina got embarrassed on Thursday Night Football last week, and Thomas Davis, you know, talked to Tomlin after the game and said, hey, way to humble us. And I think they're going to come out focused. They had the extra time to prep for this game. Detroit, like you mentioned before, the Welsh, they're still kind of reeling from trading Tate, and now Marvin Jones is hurt. So for me, this is an easy Carolina win. I think they win this one walking away. It's just the over-under is tough for me to pick out, but I think I'm going to go over on this one too. Carolina and the over. I don't feel great about the over, but I do feel great about Carolina.
I am
Detroit will win 17.
Yeah, it does. I'm going to go with Carolina as well, but I think I'm going to take the over on this one. I think
I said the over.
Oh, did you say the over? Oh, I thought you said the under. Yeah, I'm going to go with you then. I'm going to go exactly with what you said because, you know, I like DJ Moore in this game. I think Carolina is going to have to put up the points. The Lions are going to inherently do it. Both defenses might be a little bit in question here. So, I think
Carolina just gave up 52 points.
Yeah.
So, you know, I don't think they're going to come back with a shutout. You know, they should be improved, but they can give up some points.
Well, not a volume and not against a volume team like the Detroit Lions. So, all right, there you go. Those are two teams here. We're going to go to break. When we come back, we're going to go through the rest of the quote early games and into the late games. Also tell you the teams that are on bye that you won't be playing with. So don't go anywhere. More Bogman and Welsh on In This League coming up.
Did you know that you can listen to this show live on the award-winning Fantasy Sports Radio Network? Listen on the iHeartRadio app, the TuneIn Radio app, or download the Fantasy Sports Radio Network app. The Fantasy Sports Radio Network is the only totally free 24/7, 365 Fantasy Sports Network of its kind without a subscription. Check out YouTube Live on the Fantasy Sports Network YouTube page and participate in the programming there, where you can ask questions, discuss the topics with other fantasy enthusiasts, or tell everyone that you disagree. Call into your favorite show and ask your question. The number is 844-84-FNTSY. That's 844-843-6879. The Fantasy Sports Radio Network, your free fantasy source 24 hours a day.
What is this?
It's In This League.
What? How can we be expected to teach
Scott Bogman and Chris Welsh
to learn how to read if they can't even fit inside the building?
In This League
has to be at least 3 times bigger than this.
Welcome back. It is In This League on the Fantasy Sports Radio Network. You hear that brand new rejoin? That is courtesy of our dear friend. The producer is back.
He's not. Back.
He is not. But Chris Bavona felt so bad because we continuously kept talking about him and that he wouldn't speak to us anymore. And I had to shame him live on Sunday when he was, you know, because he's a host now. He's a little too big to be hanging out with guys like us. He's a host on the afternoon.
I'm a host.
Games.
I can't be talking guys.
You can catch him with the other crew on the afternoon, the late afternoon games over on the Fantasy Sports Radio Network on Sundays. And he's been so busy with all that, he's had no time for us. But what did we get in our email this week? We got a brand new ITL rejoin because Chris and I are the ones that put them together. And he put a Zoolander one, which you just heard, which I loved.
It has to be at least 3 times bigger than this.
What is this? A school for ants? It's great. It was, I mean, Pomona knows us. He knows us.
Yeah, yeah, he gets it. He's the same age-ish, right? Isn't he? He's a little bit younger than us, right?
Yeah, he just doesn't want to be around us, but he gets us. Ah,
he doesn't have the opportunity.
Yeah, I mean, who would, really?
Who would want it?
None of our friends, quote. Pseudo friends or anything like that. Can you imagine what we're going to be like when we get older?
Well, I can't imagine getting older, so what are you going to be like when you get older?
I mean,
at the rate I'm consuming fast food, I'm going to be older is the next day, friend. Well, that's all I got.
I think we're racing to the same finish line, me drinking and you eating. So one of us will get there first. But if we were to be these just old curmudgeon, just I feel like we'd be the guy sitting on
we'd
the bench.
We'd be like those F's in the Muppets. So those old, exactly angry right. F's.
Yeah. Hey, you can't, that's that's exactly what we'd be like. We need a line of like Bogman and Welsh Muppets.
No, we don't.
We do.
We do not. Absolutely
People
not.
People are like, hey, look where my hand is. We're like, all right, stop it. Mm-hmm. All right. Let's get back to it. We are looking at the week 11 games here on In This League. Thank you so much for tuning in. Go to InThisLeague.com for more of all the fun stuff. But let's go over to Indianapolis, where the 5-4 Tennessee Titans are visiting the Indianapolis Colts, who are 4-5, 2-2 at home. And the Colts are a 1.5-point favorite. That is practically a pick'em here for the road team. Over-under is 50. Fetty. Corey Davis, 576 yards on the year. Andrew Luck, 26 touchdowns, 2,400 yards passing. Marlon Mack, your leading rusher across the board. Deion Lewis has made a good run through, but we are coming off of a Derrick Henry multi-score game. So I think there's a lot. And I mean, also Eric Ebron, who says, I'm good with a limited role because all he does is score touchdowns. So, I mean, there's a lot to digest here. So what do you pick out of this game?
Well, I think you the big thing that you pull from this game is you have the sixth highest scoring offense for the Colts, 28.9 games per game they score, versus the number one scoring defense against points, 16.8 is what the Titans allow. And the Titans, I don't know, like I feel easy about the under on this game, right? What did you say it is? What's the over under?
It is 50.
50, okay, because it moved up a point from yesterday. So it's 50. And it's the Colts by a point and a half, right?
Yes.
Okay. So I just see some of these games where, you know, the offense has gotten much better for Tennessee, but, you know, they won 34-10 against New England, but they held New England to 10 points. They held Dallas to 14 points. They lost to the Chargers, but the Chargers only scored 20 points. So their losses have been like they lost 13-12 to Buffalo, 21-zip to Baltimore. And it seems like the healthier Mariota is, the better this team is getting. I've got to take Tennessee in this game. I'll take the points easily, and I'm going to go with the under. I think this is a – I've said this a couple weeks in a row now. I think that the Tennessee Titans make you play in the muck with them. They slow you down. They beat you up, and that's what they do. That's what they did to Tom Brady. I think if they can do it to Tom Brady, they can definitely do it to Andrew Luck. You know, Andrew Luck has been great this season. That offensive line looks really good. They're much better than the Patriots' offensive line. So maybe that will play in the Colts' favor. But I think that I'm going to go with the Tennessee Titans and go with the under on this one. And it's not too much of a hard decision for me either.
Yeah, I mean, you're a big Titans guy this year for sure. You've been.
I'm really not. Like, the offense looks so bad early this year. It's just what I've seen the last couple weeks looks really good. They might be just hitting their stride right now.
Yeah, they might. Didn't I say this on the Black Book? Like, I don't know how to approach the Tennessee Titans. Yeah. I just don't know because I think there are.
Unless you're starting Jonnu Smith, he'll score a touchdown.
If I do pick. You know what? I didn't pick Jonnu Smith this week, so get him out of your lineups.
So he's worthless.
Get him out of your lineups.
Get him out of there.
No, but like I just don't know how to approach them because their running game is inconsistent. Their passing game is relatively inconsistent. Corey Davis is just starting to be a guy. They've lost.
Right, because Mariota's starting to be a guy. And I feel like, don't you feel like Deion Lewis is now the dude there? I mean, Derrick Henry's getting like no snaps.
Yeah, Deion Lewis has been the dude for a little while. Like, I think you and I have agreed, like.
But now he's effective because Mariota is effective. Like, now that Mariota can throw the ball down the field to Corey Davis, which is what pissed everybody off the entire season up until the last couple weeks, Deion Lewis has been playing very well off of that.
Yeah, and the offense has found its stride. So I don't blame anything that you're saying here. I also think the Colts have been moving there. You know, this is Joe's Super Bowl pick, the Indianapolis Colts, the best team in the NFL.
It's not.
But you know, but like Andrew Luck has been really, really good this year. 26 touchdowns. You know, T.Y. Hilton out there does his thing. It's amazing what they've done really without like the least talent they've had at the wide receiver position outside of T.Y. Hilton in a long time. But Justin Rogers, you know, if he needs it, he gets it done. But it's been Ebron. It's been T.Y. Hilton. It's been the trio of running backs. I think Jordan Wilkins had a big rush last week. I like the Colts. I like what they're doing. I think a loss takes them out of this. I think this is a really, really important game. And I think this is a close one. I'm with you on the under, but I'm going to take the Colts here, which, again, this is practically a pick 'em at 1.5. I don't know if my confidence level isn't your confidence level on it, but I'm going to stick with it. Colts and the under.
Yeah, the under is easy, and I think the Titans is fairly easy for me too. But I get what you're saying. They need to win this game. This is almost a must win for the Colts. So maybe they put a little more emphasis on it and come away with it. I wouldn't be surprised if the Colts won, but I just think that the way that the Titans have looked the last 2 weeks, I can't pick against them.
Yeah, no, I mean, I guess I don't blame you at all. So, all right, let's go to the New York Giants, 2-7 Giants, 3-6 Bucks. Why watch it? Well, because there's some points that are going to be scored here. The Giants are a 1.5-point home favorite. The over-under is 53.5. Saquon Barkley has cooled down. I know. Saquon Barkley has cooled down. Odell Beckham has not. There's quarterback questions all across this game. How are you approaching this one?
Man, 53.5. It moved up 1.5 from yesterday. So, and you said it's the Giants by 1.5?
Yeah.
Okay. I just want to make sure I get everything right since this is moving all over the place. There's going to be a ton of points scored. These defenses are bad. So, but as bad as these defenses are, Eli just looks like he can't do anything. And you want the revenge. You love revenge angles, right?
I do.
How about Jason Pierre-Paul going back to the Giants?
Ooh, but he said, I'm coming for you, Eli.
So we'll see if he can get his 1.5 hands across that line to get at Eli. So, what?
That's mean.
I didn't make him play with fireworks.
That's mean. He's missing digits.
Yeah.
Got more digits on his jersey than his hand. That's mean.
That's funny stuff. I think that this is going to be, I think the Bucks win this game. I think they win it straight up.
Really?
Even traveling on the road. The over under is tougher for me because the over is so high. But with both these defenses being so bad, I think you got to go with the over. So I'm going to take Tampa Bay. They put up a bunch of yards last week. Couldn't get the ball in the end zone. I think that changes this week. Cutter gave play calling back to his OC. What a mess.
Okay.
What a mess.
Why don't you give it to Jameis Winston, the backup quarterback? Let's just try that.
Yeah, whatever.
Week.
Just let Ryan Fitzpatrick. Ryan Fitzpatrick,
dude, he's
is
smarter
going
than
to be
everybody.
A guy. Yeah. He's going to be a guy that goes from being a quarterback to being an offensive coordinator immediately. I don't think he even needs to be a position coach. So just let that dude call his own plays, which is probably exactly what they're doing.
No doubt.
But I'm going to go with Fitzmagic. Just this Giants team looks pathetic. So Tampa Bay and the over.
You and I are going to have an interesting week because I am going to go with the Giants in the over. I feel like we're picking across the board here. I don't know what's wrong with me with the Giants.
We picked the over-unders all the same so far.
Oh, we have done the over-unders.
But the only game that we've matched is Carolina. So.
And the spreads are just all over the board here. I just like, I know the Giants are 1-4 at home, and I know there's just a lot of stuff that's going on with Eli across the board. I continuously look at the talent that this offense has. I can't get over it.
You see Jerry Rice said that Eli's not a Hall of Famer?
Did he really?
He did.
He went all in, huh?
I mean, there's not too many people's opinion I respect. But I mean, Jerry Rice is the ultimate Hall of Famer.
Dude,
you kind of have to respect his opinion on this. But I do think Eli's a Hall of Famer. He has so many yards, and he won 2 Super Bowls, and he beat the best dynasty you've ever seen twice in the Super Bowl. I think that puts him in the Hall of Fame. I don't think you can. I mean, you have to count the good with the bad. You know, the bad with the good. I mean, so he's been terrible these last couple of years, but he's clearly playing.
You know what the problem with Eli is? Eli is like grandpa in the hospital. Like, you know where they're just like, don't go see grandpa in the hospital. You want to remember him when he was normal. Like, that's what Eli is like. Like, this is grandpa in the hospital right now with like a month left to live. Like, you don't want this to be your lasting memory of him. And Grandpa Manning, this is not good. This is what is changing all of our perspective is the now. And it is unfortunate. But I don't know. I think this is a game where if there's a game where the Giants can write some stuff, it's at home. It's against the Buccaneers with all of that offensive talent, and the Bucs defense is so bad, those talented weapons are going to roll. So at the end of the day, it's going to be who is going to make more mistakes. And that's
you're
why
you're going to take the Eli team to make fewer mistakes.
Yeah, I'm going to go with your Hall of Famer, Bogman.
Okay. He's a Hall of Famer, but I don't know that he is at this point.
The 6-3, surprisingly, 6-3 Washington Redskins, they are hosting the 6-3 Houston Texans. The Texans are a 3-point road favorite, over under only 42.5. Adrian Peterson has had a great year, 672 rushing yards with 4 touchdowns. We'll see how that goes up against Houston. DeAndre Hopkins is 106 yards from eclipsing 1,000 on the year. He does have 7 touchdowns. And Deshaun Watson, even though there was so much turmoil and criticism put his way early on in the season, he's up right around 2,400 passing yards with 17 touchdowns into week 11. So he's got a great shot at overpassing 4,000 passing yards, or at least getting close to it on the year, which, you know, from a numerical, you know, marker, that's solid. That's going to make him and be a very comfortable spot for people going into 2019 as one of those like top 8 quarterbacks.
Man, I don't know what to think of this game. Doesn't it feel like neither one of these teams should be 6-3?
Ed Washington shouldn't. I don't get it. I don't get Washington. Don't understand it. If Washington and Tennessee were playing, I'm just done. I don't even listen to anything I could say. I wouldn't be able to guess anything right.
Okay, so this is going to be my logic, and it's probably wrong, but Houston has won 5 straight games. They had a bye to prep for this week. I know they're going on the road. I think that's why they're favored by 3 points. So I'm going to take Houston. I'm going to go with the over in this one. We saw them against Miami take advantage of mistakes and look really good. And then they barely beat Denver. That game was on the road, though. They knew they had the bye coming up. So I think this is going to be a fairly good game, or it's going to be a horrific game. I don't think this is going to be like a team won by a touchdown. I think it's either going to be a last possession game or a wow, Houston beat the drums off of Washington. I think it's going to be one of those games. So I'm going to take Houston. I'm going to go with that, beat the drums off of Washington. I'm going to go with the over in this one.
Yeah, Washington's like that.
Banged up on offense all over the place.
And I'm going to just agree with you across the board, everything you said. I'm going to go with Houston and the over as well. I think you just said it all perfectly. It's got the makings of a very watchable game or a very, very quick channel changer, for sure.
That's right. Yeah, absolutely.
Your game, the Pittsburgh Steelers, what are they, 6-2-1?
Does that sound right?
6-2-1. We didn't even go through the bye, by the way. After this game, we'll tell you if you haven't guessed it.
Who
the team's
cares?
On the bye at this point. I know. You'll figure it out who's not on there. The 6-2-1 Pittsburgh Steelers traveling to the 3-6 Jacksonville Jaguars. Pittsburgh is favored by 5. The over-under is 46.5. We have got a 3,000-yard season on the cusp here for Ben Roethlisberger. He's about 122 yards away. James Conner, almost 800 rushing yards. Juju Smith-Schuster, your yards leader, 767. The offensive weapons are incredible, but Leonard Fournette is back, and Bogman sweats. Keeps him up at night with what Leonard Fournette can do against the Pittsburgh Steelers.
I've already listened to my podcast. It's already in the bank. Don't even have to go to bed Saturday night.
I mean, we talked about this, Bogman. I already said if Bogman listened to that podcast, the terrible podcast, which they fired, there's bad juju on it because the one guy fired the other guy that didn't care and all this stuff is going on. There's bad juju on that podcast. I guarantee you, because you listen to it, the Steelers are going to lose now.
Painful listen on occasion, but it's great info.
If they lose, though, and I'm right that you have now cursed them, will you stop listening?
No.
But why? I don't understand that. If listening to them gets you wins.
It has to be 2 losses in a row because I'm just not going to accept that you said it.
Okay, so normally you wouldn't listen, but because I said it, yeah, you're going to have to get two losses in a row.
That's right. Yeah.
Well, sometimes people have to have hard lessons, bud.
Yeah. So,
dude, I didn't mean to do. The bud came out naturally.
Only bud. I almost lost $100 just now.
Oh, my headphones fell off. My headphones fell off because I almost got $100. So, all right, we got about a minute. Talk to me about your Steelers.
I'm worried about this game. God, I hate you so much. I don't see this game. Jacksonville waxed us twice last year. Now, I know they're in a bad spot. This is a different team than last year, but Leonard Fournette hasn't played for the majority of the season for them, and they looked better last week. But they still lost. I don't know. I'm going to take Jacksonville against the spread, but I'm going to go over on this over-under because I think if Pittsburgh wins, I think I'm getting one here. If Pittsburgh wins, way over on the score. So Jacksonville and the over.
All right. I'm going to agree with you. I hate it. I hate we've agreed on a couple now. I'm going to take Jacksonville with the points because obviously Bogman has cursed them. But I think there's got to be some points scored here. I think Leonard Fournette could go a little bit wild. You are right. If Pittsburgh's going to win, there's going to have to be some points, even though there's some defense to be had with the Jags. But I'm going to go over, and I'm going to go with the Jacksonville Jaguars. All right, when we come back, we are going to get the final of the early games, and we're going to get to the late ones, the Sunday night, the Monday. We'll actually tell you who the hell's on bye week, so don't go anywhere. Final segment coming up, Bogman and the Wells for In This League.
From the NFL to the NBA, DailyRoto.com is the place to win millions in daily fantasy. You can get the best DFS NFL coverage all season long for a price of $129.99 or dominate the entire daily fantasy sports realm with the Elite Package at $59.99 per month. If you use the promo code FNTSY, you get 10% off your DailyRoto package. Go to DailyRoto.com, pick your NFL or Elite Package, enter promo code FNTSY, and you'll be on your way to becoming the next Daily Roto millionaire.
In This League.
I thought we were going to be just friends.
What? Friends
in the... In This League.
In the dark.
Welcome back. Final segment of In This League. Endless love for our lovable listeners for In This League and In This Love.
That's right. Drew.
I'm going to watch the... Drew, the only one. I'm going to watch the Adam Sandler... special soon.
Yes, you should watch it tonight. It's good.
I've got this great tip for everybody. I'm really glad that I thought about this.
Yeah.
If you have Bogman, you have sleeping problems, right?
I do all the time.
Okay. I have the ultimate fix.
I watch Lost.
For any but well, does Lost get you to sleep quickly?
Not really.
I've got the show
Nothing
that will.
Does. I take sleeping pills, so
don't even need sleeping pills anymore. I have a guaranteed way for you to fall asleep.
The Welsh method.
This is the Welsh method. Within 20 minutes, I guarantee it. I'm going to start an infomercial series about it. Within 20 minutes of putting this Netflix show on, you will fall asleep. All you have to do is put on season 3 of Daredevil. You will instantly get tired and you will fall asleep.
Let me ask you something. Is the red-haired chick at least crying? In this a lot
always.
Now is Foggy a big wuss?
No, he's sacked up a little bit more in this one.
Oh,
so
man.
Foggy's
all he did was cry with the redhead, and I was like, this guy's a word I can't say on the radio.
Yeah, no, Foggy, everything is going Foggy's way in this season. The redhead is always concerned.
Yeah, always crying.
Wilson Fisk is back.
I like it.
But I'm
telling like a fat guy, bad guy.
He's one of the best fat guy, bad guys. But I'll tell you, I'm on episode 3, I think, and I've probably had it on for over 2.5 weeks. I make about 15 minutes into it and I start to fall asleep and I go, oh, crap. It puts me to sleep every single night.
It's Ambien and then Daredevil.
Yeah, I mean, it is Netflix version of Ambien. Try it. Put the show on, like lay in your bed, put some headphones on or whatever you do, put on Daredevil and tell me you don't fall asleep within a half an hour. Try it. It's a test. You all are open to the test. So I'm giving that to you. All right. Let's get back to it. We have the final morning game, whatever you call it. Cincinnati Bengals, the, oh, my eyes, Bogman. What are they, 5-4?
Yeah.
The 5-4 Cincinnati Bengals at the 4-5 Baltimore Ravens. No Joe Flacco? We don't know. Lamar Jackson could get his first start. It's looking that way. Joe Mixon had a health scare, but looks like he is good to go. AJ Green will be a game time decision. We're not sure about that. There's so much weirdness in this game of questionable players. There are fantasy implications, and it's why I took Cincinnati's defense here, because I don't know what Baltimore is going to have in store for anybody. And frankly, I mean, at the same time, what the hell is Cincinnati going to have in store?
Right.
I mean, Joe Mixon stuff, AJ Green stuff. This is a weird ass game. And I will tell you, Bogman, zero information on it. No line, no over under, nothing.
Right. So we can't pick the over under, obviously, because there is none. But we can pick who we think is going to win. I'm going to take Baltimore. I think Baltimore beats Cincinnati in this game, especially if Lamar Jackson gets a start.
Oh, Jesus.
Look.
Especially if the rookie quarterback gets a start.
I mean, you just don't understand yet. You will. You will when Lamar Jackson starts rolling.
It'll be the worst thing that's ever happened to me, by the way.
I mean, I don't want it to happen. He's a Raven.
Dude, if Lamar Jackson is good.
Dude, I hope he flames out.
You're going to be... I mean, it's going to be like what you must have
to deal
with.
It's going to be like if Christian McCaffrey was good. Oh, he is good.
Yeah.
It's going to be like if Aaron Jones is good. Oh, he's pretty good.
Yeah, well, now I know what it's like to be you a little bit now, listening to me. That's pretty annoying. So, yeah, okay. So, of course, it's clearly Baltimore if Lamar Jackson plays. So
you're going to take the A.J. Green, Joe Mixon-less Bengals on the road?
Well, Joe Mixon's going to play. A.J. Green might play.
I don't know. Is 50% of those guys any good?
I think so.
Dude, I mean, Mixon might play at like 80%. But if A.J. Green plays, you're getting a decoy.
I do think
I am fairly certain of that.
I'm going to go with the upset. I'm going to go with Cincinnati on this one.
Is that an upset? Even because we don't have a line, so I don't know if it's an upset.
I think it's an upset.
It's the road team.
It's the road team with a similar record, Baltimore. It's an upset.
Look at Jesse James over here, the road dog Jesse James, taking the Bengals, you know?
Look at that. That cowardly...
Sad escalator is going to happen on the road.
Sad escalator. Does Baltimore have escalators?
I'm sure they do. Somewhere they got them. Yeah. They're going to be some sad Bengals fans.
Wherever the pickpockets can go. All right, in the afternoon games here, let's go Oakland out here to the Arizona Cardinals. I will make sure to not go anywhere on Sunday because I live in the general vicinity of didn't they just change the naming rights to the stadium?
We've gone through this like twice. I can't remember
whatever it is. I live near here, and just every human being is a waterhead when it comes to going to this game. I can't handle it. So but Oakland comes
I hate
in.
The parking because it, you know, Glendale, no parking structures.
Nope.
So it's just dirt lots as far as the eye can see, and you got to take a bus back to your car.
You literally have to take a bus. It's the dumbest thing on the planet. Three combined wins with these teams, 15 losses combined with these two teams. Arizona is favored by 5.5. 41 is the over under. Everyone's garbage, but David Johnson is starting to come through. I think David Johnson is a great spot for him. Probably no Jordy Nelson. Doesn't matter. Oakland is an absolute train wreck, and they are chugging along to the first overall pick in this year's upcoming NFL draft for sure.
I mean, so people have talked about Gruden. Isn't this what you want? If you're Gruden, you want a number one overall pick with a team that is a complete mess when you come in, right?
I think I agree, but you don't want it the year that didn't. Who's the quarterback that's not coming out?
Herbert, but you can get it. There's great players coming out. I mean, Ed Oliver, Nick Bosa, Quinnen Williams from Alabama. There are some really
good could really
players.
Use a really good edge rusher.
They could. They could, because they traded away Khalil Mack. So, but they got two first round picks for him. So then they have three first round picks this season. So they got one for Amari Cooper. They're rooting for Dallas to keep losing. So
this is Arizona in the under, right?
Yeah, I mean, I already wrote it in for me and
okay.
You.
Yeah, I mean, so. This is like. If there is an easy one, I don't know what it is. It's Arizona right. And the under, so let's move on. In the afternoon games, we got only two of them. Only two for your afternoon enjoying pleasure, so get ready for that. We have got, and I think they might both be televised, so we have got the Broncos at the Chargers, 3-6 Broncos, 7-2 Chargers. The LA Clippers are favored by 7. 46 is the over-under. you kind of know where the guys are at. Melvin Gordon has been awesome. The you know, it's so funny. I was just about to say, like, the Chargers have underperformed. It feels like they've underperformed, but they're 7-2.
No, they're really good. It's just Kansas City has overperformed. Kansas City's incredible. Dude, they're but like I every time I turn on NFL Network, everyone wants to call the Chargers the best team in the NFL.
Really?
Yeah, everyone wants to say that the Chargers are the best team. And remember, we were talking about that with Joe on the Black Book, and I said, wouldn't the NFL be ashamed if the home field advantage goes to the Chargers in their shoebox stadium that holds 19 people?
Yeah, I guess you're right. That's weird. They're not.
Yeah, I mean, they're very good. I mean, they should beat the doors off of the Broncos this week, right? I think it's the Chargers in the over, right?
Yes. Yes. Yeah. It's just like, I think this is a hard fought game. I think the Chargers win. It's at that seven line. Like I kind of want to take Denver in the over on this.
I just don't think Denver's that good. I think they've played above their head in some games. I just don't think that they're that good.
Yeah. I'm going to stick with you though. I'm going to go Chargers in the over. That's what you're going with.
Yeah. That's what I'm going with. And look, I think the Chargers is very good, but this is where we get with the Chargers every single season. Everyone calls them the best team in the NFL. They go and they play whoever in the playoffs and they get stomped. And it just, it happens every single year. So they should be very good. I just hope they can keep Phillip Rivers. I would like to see the Chargers make a run at it one year. You know, go in and beat, you know, beat the Steelers, beat the Patriots. Show that you can do it one year. You know, and then everyone will believe in you, but they just can't do it. They seem to always get there and fold.
Can't do it. Can't win with them.
Well, their best year they had a chance was when, you know, Phillip Rivers tore his ACL the week before the AFC Championship, still played. They got stomped by New England. But I mean, they were I feel like if Phillip Rivers hadn't gotten hurt the week before, they were winning that game.
If Phillip Rivers won a Super Bowl, would he be more likely to make the Hall of Fame than Eli Manning?
Yeah, probably.
Is that weird?
I don't think it's that weird.
I mean, but it sounds weird.
I mean, all three of those guys are making the Hall of Fame. I mean, you can say that you don't think Eli Manning's a Hall of Famer. He's going to go in the Hall of Fame.
Yeah, yeah, everybody does. It's millennials. Yeah. Everyone gets a participation Hall of Fame trophy.
Yeah, that's what everyone gets a Hall of Fame. I love it when people say, well, it's not the Hall of Very Good either. It's not the Hall of Very Good. Yeah, well, it's also not the Hall of Really Good Stats. It's the Hall of Fame.
I'd say it's the Hall of, like, NFL, like, if you know what I mean. Like, it's right. it's not the elite.
Baseball Hall of Fame. You know, it's like, no, you needed to bring that batting average up 2 points, so I'm not going to vote for you. You know, it's not that elitist. In the NBA, they're just like, you played 10 years. You're in. It's fine.
Yeah, you played overseas. You can come in here. You're fine. all right, the other game for your afternoon viewing pleasure. This is the game of the week, in my opinion. It is the 4-5 Eagles at the 8-1.
This is not the game of the week in anyone's sense.
Why?
This is not the Chiefs play the Rams.
Oh, yeah, Monday night. You're right. Well, the game is Sunday then. Can I change that?
Okay, the Sunday game, the game of the day.
The game is Sunday. Yeah, exactly.
Right, okay.
The Saints are favored by 8. The over-under is 56.5. Alvin Kamara already at 11 rushing touchdowns. Michael Thomas 50 yards away from eclipsing 1,000 yards. Drew Brees has been awesome this year. We'll see if Golden Tate can establish himself as, you know, a viable option. I had major questions about Golden Tate in this offense for the rest of the year, almost in a Jay Ajayi type of acquisition from last year. And then also, speaking of Jay Ajayi being out, they are going to make a concerted effort to make Josh Adams be a little bit more of this offense. So the Eagles, to me, are in a very flux type of a situation. The Saints are rolling on all cylinders. You say that some people are calling the Chargers the best team in the NFL. I think the Saints are vying for that position to be the best team in the NFL. Huge over. This is nothing like the over on Monday, but this is the next biggest one here. So what do you think?
I'll let you start with this one. What do you think of this game? Now, I've already marked yours in. I think I know what it is, but I'm curious to if I'm right, and I don't want to sway you.
Should I just give it to you?
Yeah. What do you think?
Ew, gross.
Phrasing.
I know. Eagles in the under.
Eagles in the under. Okay.
What did you think I was going to say?
Saints in the under.
Oh, okay. I think the Eagles are going to keep this close. Don't you?
I think they could. I think I would pick the Eagles if they were at home. but this game is in New Orleans. It's in the dome. I'm gonna go with New Orleans in the under.
I can get touchdown here.
Yeah, but I could see this game being 28-17.
I don't care if you take the under. It's a really, really.
Philly has a super banged up secondary. So, Drew Brees has been unstoppable recently. So I think I got to go with New Orleans in this game. And I think I'll take the under. Even if this game is, 35-10, that's still well under. 35-17 is under.
Yeah. These are numbers.
Yeah, they are numbers, and they are under. So I'm going to say that is going to be one of the scores, something like that, like a 35-17 game. I just don't know if Philly has enough to score and put up. They definitely can't match with New Orleans. New Orleans, I feel like, is going to win this game going away. But I'm going to take the under, too. So you're going to take Philly in the under. I'm going to take the Saints in the under.
All right. We've got the Sunday night game. I believe this game was flexed in. Is that right?
Yep.
Okay, mm-hmm. That was flexed in. We have got the Minnesota Vikings, the 5-3-1. Is that right? Am I reading that? I'm so going.
Yeah, that's good.
Versus the 6-3 Chicago Bears, who are favored by 2.5. The over-under is 44.5. There is Adam Thielen questions. There are Stephon Diggs questions about both of their true ability or availability for this game. Dalvin Cook is a full go, though. Bears are kind of running on all cylinders. You got Khalil Mack, you got Allen Robinson, all the pieces, the necessary pieces are available. So how do you approach that game?
I'm taking Minnesota in the over. You're taking Chicago in the over.
What'd you say I was taking?
Chicago in the over.
That I was taking Chicago in the over?
Mm-hmm. I know you're taking Chicago.
You're right. Yeah, because by a field goal. Yeah, I'm going to take Chicago in the over.
Yeah, I'm going to take Minnesota in the over. I think this is going to be such a great game. This might be the game of Sunday. It could be. I don't know. There should be some good ones this week. But I just think that Chicago has to prove it. I don't think Minnesota has a lot to prove. Dalvin Cook, this could be a big Dalvin Cook game, especially if one of those guys misses. If both of them miss, that might change I might go to Chicago. If both of them miss, I would flip my pick for Chicago, but I don't think that's going to happen. I think both of them are going to play. So I think Minnesota in the over in this one. You got Chicago in the over.
Boom. Last game, Monday Night Football. And as you said, and correct, this is the game of the week. The frickin' 9-1 Kansas City Chiefs at the 9-1 Los Angeles Rams. The Rams are favored by 3.5.
Shakira's not invited.
Nope. It's not in Mexico City. It's in L.A. The over-under, 63.5.
It's just ridiculous. I'm taking the under.
I'm taking the under, too. There's no way. I'm not taking that over. They might score 80 points, but I'm not taking that over. I am taking the Ram. I'm taking the Rams in the under.
So am I.
Boom. Todd Gurley is 12 yards away from a 1,000 rushing yard season, 13 rushing touchdowns. He has a touchdown in every single game this season. I don't think that changes here, especially against this defense. Patrick Mahomes, your leading passing yardage guy and touchdowns over 30. Dude, the season he's having, I want you to think about this for a second. We talked about this, I think, last week, where I always love to go back and think of like the mid-90s and football cards and how it was like, the 3,000-yard club and whatever. The season he has right here in week 10 is like one of the top seasons in the mid-90s. 3,150 passing yards and 31 touchdowns. We are going into week 11, Bogman.
I know. Did you see that Hines said they would give Patrick Mahomes free ketchup for life because apparently he puts ketchup on everything, steak, macaroni and cheese. Just he puts ketchup on every single thing if he gets the 57 touchdowns.
By the way, garbage. They should give it to that Kermit sounding dude 100. They should give it to him now because he's out talking about how he puts ketchup on macaroni and cheese, which, yes, that is weird.
It's disgusting. I don't like ketchup.
I like ketchup with potatoes. I'll have ketchup with I have fake chicken tenders, but like that type of stuff.
Do you really like ketchup? Or if I ruin ketchup for you, would you be upset with me?
Yes, I would.
Okay, I won't say it then.
Yeah, I don't know. Can we get out of here? Here's another poll to our secret show. Patreon.com/ITL Army. Find out what Bogman
could... Come listen to me ruin ketchup for the Welsh.
Ruin ketchup and couldn't even tell me something so dramatic earlier in the show, so disgusting. It's going to happen on the radio or on the secret show over at Patreon.com/ITL Army.
I just can't articulate it well enough.
All right. Well, we're out of here, guys. Hope you have a great weekend. If you're in California, stay safe. The fires are crazy. I know it's a crazy time. So stay safe. Have a great weekend. Talk to you guys next week. Peace out.